Hi, this is Beth Nelson, here to introduce our November selection, Giants in the Earth by O.E. Rolvag. I'm so excited for you women to read this book. It's one of my absolute favorites, which I think is why my mom invited me to do this intro. It's been nearly 100 years since Rolvag wrote Giants in the Earth. This book has been described as, quote, the fullest, finest, and most powerful novel that has been written about pioneer life in America, end quote. It was first published in Norwegian in 1924, and then Rolvag went on to finish the English translation in 1927. Giants in the Earth is the first in a trilogy by Rolvag. It takes us back in time to the 1870s in the Dakota Territory, which is now North and South Dakota. And I like to think a little border of Minnesota, where I'm recording this audio from. Rolvag describes the endless prairie stretching in every direction. We can imagine traveling in a covered wagon across miles and miles of prairie grass. There are no towns, no trees, no houses, only prairie grass and sky. Think of some of the books we've read. Willa Cather's My Antony and O Pioneers, Hannah Coulter, A Lantern in Her Hand, and one we haven't read for a while, Red Mom, but many know Little House on the Prairie. But ladies, I want to prepare you a bit. This book does not paint an idyllic picture of pioneer life. This book dives into the hard aspects of pioneer life. Besides the obvious of describing the struggle to tame the land, we see Per Hanza and his wife Berit struggle to understand each other. We see Berit's deep longing for her home and culture, as well as her own struggle with a period of deep depression. Rolvag lets us into the world of the first Norwegian immigrants. They really leave home. They leave their families and put very few belongings into a large wooden trunk and head into the unknown. For these immigrants, this was a kind of promised land, but it was also a land of the unknown because there are dangers, isolations, and constant setbacks. There are giants in the earth. O.E. Rolvag himself was a Norwegian immigrant, and he tells the story with vivid honesty, like he knows it firsthand. We see through the eyes of Per Hanza, we see his ambition and vision. He can see the promised land. But through his wife, Berit's eyes, we can also see something quite different. She is intensely aware of what she's left behind. She's aware of the isolation, the silence on the prairie, and loss. When I first read this book, my husband Sam picked it up and started reading it alongside me. And the Holy Spirit used this book to help us both understand that I'd been experiencing postpartum depression. It was a complete eye-opener and has forever helped shape my life. I will always be grateful to Rolvag for this book. And I think that's what these great books do. They speak truth to us. They open our eyes to our own experience and to those around us. They help lift our gaze to what is true, good, and beautiful through and in the midst of struggle. As you read, ask yourself, what would it take for me to leave everything I know behind and begin again? How would I hold on to my faith and culture when cut off from all that's familiar? What about living out marriage and friendship when faced with extreme challenge? And also cut off from the community I know. These books give us courage and strength and gratitude for the very land we walk on and the freedoms we have. I hope you all enjoy this month's read, Giants in the Earth. Happy reading.